I could see the whole world, or at least the whole of Vienna, and that was my world. My two best friends, Max and Elsa, stood beside me, their faces pressed to the glass next to mine. "Look at the tiny people," Max exclaimed, pointing down below us as we rose higher and higher into the sky. "The buildings look like a toy town," Elsa said. I couldn't even speak. I was too afraid that if I opened my mouth, some of the joy inside me might slip out, and I didn't want to lose a single bit of it. It was my 9th birthday, and the best day of my life, bar none. When my parents had asked me last week what I wanted to do for my birthday, there was no contest. I wanted to ride on Vienna's Ferris wheel, the Riesenrad. We had lived in Vienna almost my whole life, but I'd never been on it. Whenever I asked, Mama would always say I was too young and that I'd be afraid to be so high up. But I wasn't scared at all. I think Mama was afraid herself, really, which is why she decided she wouldn't come with us. "Your papa will take you to the fairground," she told me. "I'll stay at home and prepare a wonderful birthday meal for you. What cake would you like?" "Sackertorte," I replied without hesitating. Mama made the best Sackertorte in Vienna. She had a secret recipe passed down from Omama, my grandma. I crossed the days off on the calendar in the kitchen. The week crawled by slower than the snails at the bottom of our garden. But now at last my birthday was here, and the Riesenrad ride was even better than I'd imagined it would be. It was a cold October day, but bright and sunny, and we could see for miles and miles. The carriage rose higher and higher. We would soon be in the clouds. Max leaned his forehead against the window.
"I feel like the King of Vienna," he said.
The glass fogged up as he spoke. I knew what he meant. Climbing high above the city made me feel invincible. Vienna was ours to share. A whole city spread out just for Elsa, Max, and me. All the other people in the carriage had faded into the background. Even Papa. He was sitting reading a newspaper and frowning. He was missing the best thing in the world. We didn't care. The fact that the adults were missing out only kept more of it for us. Our city. This carriage. Our friendship. That was all we needed. It was always like that with us three. We'd been best friends since the first day of Volksschule, big school, 2 years ago. We'd been seated in a row of three, Elsa in between Max and me like she was now. I can still picture us, me with my tie done up so tightly I could hardly breathe, Elsa with her plaited hair and pink ribbons and her pencil case with shiny beads, Max in his trousers that were just a little too short and his shirt that was a little too big. We looked at each other that first morning and smiled, and it was as if we knew it straight away. We were a team.